For sure. That's just my opinion. I'm at the table.
We live, girl. We live. Hello, 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 family. Be right back in a moment. Hello, Resilience family. Welcome to another segment of Resilience with Dawn Olivia. I hope you all have had a blessed week, and today's Sunday, March 10th, has been a phenomenal day for you, and your ending will be phenomenal too. So you guys, it's on that daylight savings time. I hope you catch up on that rest. I do. As you all know, I'm here in AZ, and we don't get to change our time. I think it's a phenomenal thing. I think everybody should do that. I don't know. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. So we ain't got to worry about all that. So guys, I have a good friend here today that's going to talk with me about being resilient. We're going to help encourage you guys, motivate you guys, and let you know you're not alone, because that's what I do here. Letting you know you're not in this journey by yourself called life. Okay. So guys, help me welcome Samate. Welcome, girl.
Hi. Hi, world. Hi, everyone.
So guys, I put on Front Street. I had a guest that canceled last minute. I said, well, girlfriend, I need you, because we're going to talk about being resilient so we can help folks out here.
I'm here.
He showed up. Yay!
Let's talk about it.
OMG.
Let's talk about it.
How's your day? How's your day today?
I am blessed. I'm having a great day. I woke up this morning.
Amen.
Amen. For the fresh air. I am blessed.
I know that's right. So, I'm going to put you on Front Street again like I do all my guests, even though you're my homegirl. Tell me what you believe resilience is. What is your definition of resilience?
Okay, well, my definition is just being able to, resilience to me is being able to, you know, bounce back, you know, from difficult conditions and never giving up. That's what I think.
Yes, very good. I agree. I totally agree. That's what it's about. Bouncing back, being able to learn from whatever has happened.
Right.
To readjust and get back in there. So you could make some good decisions, you know, some good choices, some stuff that you learn, you know. So I'm trying to see which way I want to direct this conversation today. So my audience folks, please forgive me. I did not write no notes down. This was last minute, but
me either.
Yeah.
Me either.
We are here. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. So resilience. I want to say it takes a person one to have some tough skin to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe. Yes, you're going to bend, you're going to twist, but you won't break. I believe you just will not break.
Right, you won't give up.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Right. So I'm just going to share, which the audience probably know. I don't know if people's follow me. Everybody know I got laid off in December. And I've just been adjusting. I've just been adjusting my world from that. Yes, y'all, I still got a 9-to-5, okay? I do. I'm working.
Being resilient.
Exactly.
We bounce back. We all go through stuff. We all going through it, but we can't give up. First thing, we got to put God first.
Girl.
When we put God first, let me tell you something. That's the best feeling in the world. Man. I can't explain the feeling, but you got to just get on that level. You got to get on that level.
Right?
You know, oh, let him write your story. Let him lead.
This is so good. This leads me to the scripture I got going across the screen. And for my listeners, it's 1 Peter 2:9-10. Because in order to be resilient, in order to put God first, we need to know who we are. We need to remember who we are. And I'm going to read it real fast. So it's 1 Peter. I'm in the NIV version, guys. Chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. My God, y'all, I'm actually ready to shout and run across this room.
Amen.
My God, because we're part of the kingdom. And this goes back to the post I put today, out there today. Yesterday, I knocked over my bike and I had a my coffee mug sitting in a little, you know, cup holder, and it spilled everywhere. I had to clean that mess up. I had to get up because I was on my way to work, y'all. So we're going to pause right there. My car is still down, you know. I'm debating if I should get it fixed or get another car, what to do. So my bicycle right now is my transportation. So all you guys out there that's bicycling, walking on public transportation, whatever, I'm in your world. You know, I understand. I totally understand about that. And it's a struggle to me. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, because I haven't rode my bike in a very long time, some years. The body been aching, y'all. This 46-year-old body,
like, I don't even think I know how to ride a bike anymore. I haven't been on a bike in so long.
I think the notion is real that you never forget how to ride a bike. You know, I don't know. I got on and start rolling. So back to the story, y'all. I knocked the bike over and I'm trying to hurry up. You know, I had to clean up my mess, but I had to get to work, you know? So I get out there riding and I'm just wobbling. The bike just going, whatever it's doing. I'm like, what the heck? So I get probably like a half block up and I stop to check out the bike, because I'm like, what is going on? So, the steering is off because the what they call the dangle, the handlebars was crooked. I had to fix that back. It was crooked. I said, oh my God. And boom, just light bulb. God was just like, yep, that's what you got to do. That's what my people need to do. You need to check yourself. You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. No, right. You need to check yourself so I can guide you down that path.
That part right there.
You know, and I was just, girl, I was giggling. No, people probably looking at me like I was crazy, but I'm rolling down this bike, just giggling. Because I'm like, oh my God, what? And so then I hear this noise. It's a motorcycle. It comes by, and then sure enough, like so close by with it, another motorcycle guy, they riding together. They had got the, like the same, whatever, part of gang, whatever they in, jackets, little vest, leather vest on. It was the same. And I said, oh, and God said, oh my God. He was like, see, that's just how I'm with you. I'm right there by your side. I got you. Got your back. I said, my God, the revelation today.
And he always on time. Always,
man, it makes that bike ride kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
And he always on time, I'm telling you. Yes. Always on time.
I said, OMG, look at here, God. So anyway, I posted that. Hopefully people read it, because it's a kind of a little long post. You know, some people like reading. But anyway, I thought I'd share that real fast, because you got him and he's with you. That's part of your resilience. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of you bouncing back.
That's right.
To push on, to move forward, you know. My God.
So I got a story.
I'm listening.
I got a story. So this was many, many years ago. I had just had my son, you know, and I had got me a little part-time job, you know, and I was having issues with, you know, babysitter and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was late a lot. So, and I'm like, you know what?
I'm just waiting. They're going to fire me. I'm like, okay. Ah. That happened.
OMG.
She was like, you know, you've been late a lot. You know, we're going to have to let you go. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Girl, let me tell you. Let me tell you how God works. I'm telling you, this is a true story. I got my stuff on my locker. Mm-hmm. I walked outside waiting for my ride. Let me tell you, my phone rang. I'm like, hello. It was a job that I had went to an interview. It was like a month and a half. So I'm thinking, oh, they hired somebody else. They was like, we want to give you the job. We want you to start this day. And I'm like, what? I'm like, wow. You know what? When I say he on time, he on time. Oh, that was nothing but God. I'm telling you.
Wow. That was. Like,
wait a minute. I just got fired and I just got hired. Wait a minute.
Right. In the same days.
I'm like, okay.
OMG.
I'm like, really? I'm like, oh my God. Like, really? I'm telling you, when you let him lead, I'm telling you.
Man.
So, everything happened for a reason. Yes, I was, you know, I everything happened for a reason. I'm like, you know what? I cried that day. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
God is there and he right on time, right when you need him.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, because you fret, you be fretting, you be worrying, you be like, oh my God, because I've been there. I really have. Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. I was like, really, God? You know?
That's what he do.
Oh my
God. He likes to blow our mind. Girl, I feel you, because the last 3 years, family, has really been trying. Low key though, family, my whole life has been trying, just low key, if I'm going to keep it real with you. Sometimes I used to think, okay, God, why you got me here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I going through this? A lot of death around me. Like my whole immediate family passed away, you know? I have one aunt left. I'm not too close to her, but I'm my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, my parents. They passed away. And I'm just like, Lord, who am I to lean on? You know, like who can I go borrow $5 from? I'm just keeping it real. You know?
Right. I got you.
When you dig in his word, it just resonates with you. And you see the people of the Bible, the examples for you. And who's close to my heart? Job. Job. I know people heard Job. I mean, God.
Oh, we all know that story.
God stripped him of everything. And I was like, God, I really don't want to be Job. But I mean.
And he did not curse God not one time.
Man, he almost had a brief moment of doubt, you know. But he just stayed obedient.
That was a test. So we all get tested. We getting tested every day.
Man. That was a test. Because God give us free will. God give us free will.
Right.
And it's our choice. It's our choice to walk with him, to obey his word, or do you, you know?
And it all makes sense, though, because why would you want somebody to, what am I trying to say? So like Adam and Eve, you know, they were perfect. Why did they sin? Well, God gave them free will. They can either do the right thing or the wrong thing. Because he don't want to force you to love him. He wants you to love him because you really love him. Like with anybody, you know what I'm saying? Anything in life, you know? You got to want to be on the right side.
Exactly.
Not because he's blessing you with things. You know what I mean? So. Mm-hmm. That's where free will come in. And I'm like, you know what? That all makes sense.
Yes.
Because when I really didn't understand that, well, why did they sin? They were perfect. They were perfect, but they also have free will. They can do the right thing or the wrong thing. And unfortunately, Eve went the wrong way. And here we go.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, and the devil knows. This is the thing, though. I want people to remember, the devil knows, too. He knows your weaknesses. And he's going to use that against you. He's going to entice you.
He will.
Temptation. So you got to stand guard, you know? You have to stand guard. And check it. I ain't want to go into this topic a little bit, but you brought this up. Adam didn't lead. Adam didn't take charge. I'm sorry. I don't think Eve would have made that decision if the man would have lived like he's supposed to, had God ordained it. He fashioned him, made him first, you know. Put him in that garden and told him to work and cultivate, you know. We put here to have dominion, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm not going to go there, but that's a whole nother story.
Hey, story.
That's a whole nother story. It takes two, though. It takes the man and the woman working together, you know. And a woman, you have to be submissive. But I'm not gonna go there because we're gonna go down a whole nother rabbit hole, a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, we sure will.
Man, I'm just saying. So, guys, what I want you all to know that it's okay. It's okay sometimes to mess up. I hate this. It really is, because that's how we learn. Mm-hmm. That's how we learn. That's how you learn to toughen up. You know, that's how you learn. Hey, Crystal. That's how you learn to be you. That's how you find out what your purpose is.
That's right.
What God put you here on earth to do. And these trials and tribulations we go through, it helps mold you. You know, it gives you your growth, you know, because for a moment I was lost too. I was lost. Yeah, I was totally lost. Going through two bad marriages. I don't know if I ever brought that up before, but yes, y'all, two bad marriages. And I'm still, you know, I'm learning from it. You know, you learn.
Yeah, I'll learn. Life is a learning lesson. Learning. We grow. Yeah. Learning. You know?
Yeah. It will help sometimes, though, for me, if the other party would just communicate, you know, and tell me what went wrong.
That's a good thing. Communication.
I think y'all communication.
People don't communicate anymore. What's going on? I can't talk to you through text. Can you call
me? Yes, Lord.
Oh,
now I'm trying to tell you, it's not. I know it's a form of communication, but it's not precise. I'm sorry. I think you really need to have verbal communication so you can have a clear understanding, so you can have clarity.
You know, I need to feel you. Like, you know, let me. I'll be like, you know, let me call her because I
just so you don't have a misunderstanding,
right?
You know, I'm just saying. Yes, you know, man, that's all I'm saying. Amen, Crystal. Okay, thanks for chiming in. This is some girl talk. This is girl talk today about being resilient, guys, being resilient. I also just want to share with the audience, I'm going to tip into another segment that I had about tools on to help you be resilient. I like to journal. I like to get my thoughts out on paper. I'm not consistent, guys. I try to be, but I do like to journal so I could see my thoughts. I don't know, that just helps me with clarity, and also helps me look back on where I came from and what's happening, how God is moving in my life. Because I give my own little small testimony, you know, in my journal. I also talk about my wishes, you know. I call them wishes, but we need to pray and ask God for them. Once you stay in his word and stay obedient, things always go together.
That's right. God answers prayers. He does.
Man.
Now, let me show y'all my shirt. Let me show you. Can you see this? Look at that. Hold up. Y'all see that right there? Y'all see that?
God answered prayers. That's what her shirt
says. That right there.
God,
he really does.
Prayers.
God is your best friend.
I love it.
Know him.
Man, when my order come in, I'm going to have my shirts on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Resilience shirts. Resilience. Please participate. Peace. Please help out. Resilience Boutique, y'all. Just Google it and pop up. Get there.
God answers prayers.
Man,
we are his kids, we are his babies.
Yes,
you know,
that is real. That is so real. I just think if it really just gets in our minds and our thoughts, it'll open up a whole new world. Because I wish I woke up to this long time ago. God was trying, God does his part. And he waits for us to do our part. He waits for us to wake up and commit to him.
Right.
And he takes it from there. I promise you he do, even in the midst of the hard times, you know.
Oh, yeah, and it's hard times right now. We really, really gotta get we gotta seek God, because right now everybody going through it. Me, yes. You, everybody. We the whole world is like going crazy, like yes. Really. We need to let God write our story and let him lead.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Crystal. I'm just doing my part, girl. We doing our part. Yeah. I always try to put out here what God downloads in me, and I upload it to you guys. It's nothing but God. That's all I can say. It's nothing but God. Nothing but God. And nothing but God, even when I choose to go left and he told me to go right. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You better get on back over there.
But I think know what's best for me, you know. God knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for all of us.
He knows what we need. He knows exactly what we need. We are his creation.
Yes.
He knows what we need.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So guys, what I could just say is let God be your sounding board. Let him hold you up. Let him gird you. The good and the bad. The good and the bad. Yeah. And like she's saying, pray. Pray and praise. You know, thank him even for the trials. Because the Bible says all things work together for our good, for those who love God.
That's right. Amen.
And I truly, truly believe that, that we all could bounce back from whatever. And just real fast, because I have like a lineup of word that I listen to in the morning. And my home pastor in Chicago talked about grief, not letting grief take you over, not letting grief take you down, not letting grief kill you. Because some people, they let it take you out. And I just thought that was just like an aha moment for me, because he aligned it down to just what you're saying. God gives us what you need. He knows, you know, he knows what you're going through, and he feels your pain. He feels your hurt. So thank you, Pastor John F. Hanna. I got to give a shout out. New Life Covenant Southeast in Chicago, Illinois. Miss y'all. I really do miss y'all. Wish y'all was here in Arizona. But God is good. He's leading me to a good church home. A good church home here. So let God guide you guys. Let him love on you. Even when it's bleak.
Right.
I know it's hard. I know it's tough. Because as some know, you know, when I lost my son, I was like, I'm going down too. And God was like, for real though, I know you hurting. I understand. But I got three daughters, you know, that I need to be here for. I still need to help guide, regardless if they're talking to me or not. Mama
said, get up, Don. I got you. Yes. Get up. Because all these problems in the world, all of our issues, we can't fix them all. We humans, you know, we can't fix
them.
Too much stuff going on. You got to let him handle all your problems, you know,
because that is real. That is
stress real over all this stuff. And sometimes, you know, it's just beyond our capability. Yeah, yeah. We can't fix it, you know? So he's there. You just got to ask for help.
Yeah. Because the outcome going to be the outcome.
Right. You know? Right. Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
So family.
Yeah.
Faith up. Up your faith. Up your faith. Push. And that's another girlfriend. I keep talking about this because I love it when she said it. You got to pull through sometimes. Just pull.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was like, oh my
God. Pull, gotta push you.
Hey, I got my girl.
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So Samantha, girl, thank you for chiming in, talking with me. I love it. Thank you for being there. Like, seriously.
Thank you for the invite. It's my first time on this type of platform, so I'm a little nervous. But
girl, we're going to let you shine. Let your light shine. Look.
Yeah, but this was fun.
Yes.
My message to the world, to everybody, to the men, to the women, to the kids, everybody in the world, keep God first in your life. Do a lot of praying. Don't stress.
Yes.
And I promise you, he's going to be there.
Yes, always.
On time. Always.
Yes. That is so real. Real fast. Hey, Harley girl. I saw you up there chiming in. Hey, Harley is a newbie to my world. She's introduced me to this new women's networking group. But family. Hey. I know, right? Oh, look what I said. You did good, girl.
Thank you. I have fun. This was fun. Thank you.
I'm a little nervous, but I got to hear you. You see that resilience family? You can do it too. Step out there. Step out on faith. It's that year, y'all. It's that year of expectation. It's that year to elevate. I'm telling you, 2024 is going to be phenomenal. Don't think about all the noise.
Be claiming it right now.
Exactly.
2024 is yours.
It is. Yep. Yes, conquer it.
Stay resilient.
Yes. Girl, she done took my line, y'all. But yeah.
Stay resilient, people.
Yes, please. So family, stay blessed, stay well. And as my girl Salate said, stay resilient.
Stay resilient.
Okay.
Don't give up. Keep fighting because you're going to bounce back.
Yes. If you need some encouragement, some motivation, please check me out on Facebook and Instagram, guys, for some encouragement. I like to keep it positive and keep you guys encouraged so we could all make it through this thing called life. All right?
Because life be lifing. Really.
Yes.
Life be lifing.
Yes. Thanks, Crystal. All right, resilience family, stay safe, guys. Stay blessed and keep God first. We love you.
Bye, world. Bye.